Clap, clap. One day, a young married couple went hiking in the mountains. As the sun began to set, they realized that they were lost. The wife was getting worried, but her husband tried to calm her down and assured her that they would eventually find their way back to their car. However, after walking for hours, they still had no idea where they were. It was growing dark, and the man and wife were getting desperate. They didn't have a map or a compass with them, and all of the trees looked the same. Just when they were about to give up hope, they came across an old cabin in the clearing. The cabin looked as if it had seen better days. It was dilapidated and seemed like it hadn't been used in a long time. Some of the windows were cracked and broken, and a lot of the tiles had fallen off the roof. The husband knocked on the front door, but there was no response. When he turned the handle, it slowly creaked open. Inside, they found it was in a bad state of disrepair. There was very little furniture, and the floor was covered in a thick layer of dust. As the couple cautiously looked around, they noticed a strange atmosphere and a peculiar musty smell. The walls were covered from floor to ceiling with graffiti. Written in red paint, the words, "Death, death, 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 death," were repeated over and over again. The man and woman were unnerved. With a shaking hand, the husband reached out to touch the wall. He was horrified to find that the paint was not yet dry. The couple were very frightened, but they had nowhere else to go. They knew that the mountain was dangerous at night, and there were lots of wild animals prowling the woods. Despite the creeping writing on the walls, they decided to stay the night. Going upstairs, they found a moth-eaten mattress that was covered in stains. The husband and wife wrapped themselves in an old piece of carpet to keep warm and tried to make themselves as comfortable as possible under the circumstances. They lay down together on the mattress and eventually managed to fall asleep. Sometime after midnight, the couple were awakened by a strange, rustling noise. It sounded like someone, or something, was moving around outside the shack.
"Did you hear that?"
asked his wife.
"I think there's somebody out there."
Her husband listened for a while, but he didn't hear anything. He got out of bed and walked over to the window. It was too dark outside to see anything. Opening the window, he stuck his head out.
"Who's there?"
he called nervously. There was no answer. He was about to go back to bed when his wife said,
"Maybe it's someone who can't speak."
The husband returned to the window and said, "Is there somebody out there?" Clap once for yes and twice for no. He strained his ears to listen. The stars twinkled in the night sky. The crickets were chirping loudly. All of a sudden, he heard a clap. The man turned to his wife and said in surprise, "You were right. There's someone out there." He leaned out the window and his eyes scanned the darkness. He couldn't make anything out in pitch black. "Are you the owner of this cabin?" he asked. "Are you a man?" "You're a woman then." "Are you human?" A chill ran down his spine. He swallowed hard and croaked. "Did you come here alone?" "How many are with you?" Clap once for each person. The old man. The old man lived all alone in an ancient, crumbling house near the sea. His garden was overgrown and neglected, and his house was surrounded by old, gnarled trees. He was a recluse and rarely ventured out of his home. No one knew his name or where he came from. Those who saw him said he had long black hair, a wrinkled, leathery face, and dark, piercing eyes. Sometimes, Neighbors would see him hobbling around on a cane. The old man was rumored to be both extremely rich and extremely feeble. There were rumors that he kept a fortune in gold hidden away somewhere in his dusty abode. Young boys loved to taunt the old man, shouting at him and calling him names whenever they passed his house. Sometimes, they would even throw rocks at his house and break the window panes of his dwelling. Occasionally, some of the older kids would steal up to his house and peer in through the dusty windows just to catch a glimpse of him. One night, three criminals decided to rob the old man. They parked their car outside his house and sat there in the darkness, waiting until the time was right. Their plan was to threaten the old man and make him tell them where his fortune was hidden. If that didn't work, then they would beat it out of him. The moon was shining down on the ancient house, and the wind was blowing through the branches of the old, gnarled trees. When the lights in the house went off, two of the criminals got out of the car and made their way up to the front door. They put on black masks to cover their faces and rang the doorbell. The third criminal sat in the car, waiting nervously for his companions to return. He kept checking his watch and wondering what was taking them so long. Just after midnight, he heard hideous screams coming from inside the ancient house. He hoped they didn't beat the old man to death. If he died before he could reveal where his treasure was hidden, they would have to search the whole house, from top to bottom. That could take all night. Just then, he heard footsteps coming down the path, and the sound of someone opening the lock on the gate. In the dim glow of the streetlights, he strained his eyes to see, but when he looked, he didn't see what he had expected. The next morning, an abandoned car was found parked outside the old man's house. The police checked the license plate and discovered that it had been stolen. They returned it to its rightful owner. A few days later, three unidentified bodies washed up on the beach. The corpses were horribly mangled and mutilated. Every single bone in their bodies had been broken and their heads were crushed beyond recognition. The three bodies had been reduced to little more than three rubbery piles of flesh. The discovery of the bodies on the beach caused a lot of excitement in the little seaside town. That summer, it was all anyone could talk about, and nobody could figure out who they were or what had happened to them. Still, whenever people passed by the old man's house, they felt a little involuntary shiver of fear run down their spines. Young boys didn't shout at the old man or call him names anymore, and nobody dared to sneak up to his house and peer in his windows for fear of what they might see. Knock, knock. As their mother was leaving, she told her children not to open the door under any circumstances. If anyone knocks, don't answer it, she told them. But the boy and his sister didn't pay attention to their mother's warning. They thought she was being too careful. They figured they could take care of themselves in any situation. About an hour after the parents left, the kids heard a knock, knock, knock on the front door. They decided to ignore it, but again, they heard knock, knock, knock. It happened again and again, and it grew louder each time. Eventually, the girl couldn't stand it anymore, and she told her brother she was going to answer the door. When the boy reminded her of their mother's warning, the girl wouldn't listen. Again, they heard the knock, knock, knock on the door. Finally, the sister went downstairs. Her brother lay on the sofa watching TV. He heard his sister's footsteps walking down the stairs. Again, they heard the knock, knock, knock on the door. Finally, the sister went downstairs. Her brother lay on the sofa watching TV. He heard his sister's footsteps walking down the stairs. He heard her asking loudly, "Who is it?" He heard her open the lock on the front door. Then he heard only silence. He laid there for a while, listening for any noise, but heard nothing. Eventually, he started getting scared. His sister still hadn't returned. He was afraid to call out to his sister, so he sneaked out the back door and made his way to their neighbor's house. When he went into their house, his neighbor was watching the local news channel on TV. The news anchor on TV was talking about a murder. When they showed a reporter live at the scene of the murder, the neighbor said to the boy,
Hey, that looks like your house.
The boy was shaking fear. That is my house, he said. And that's my front door.